The Czech Republic's national football squad are all over the country's media at the moment, but for all the wrong reasons. They've been slapped with a million-crown collective fine for inappropriate conduct after a game on Saturday. Some of the players have admitted to partying into the early hours, but they've denied tabloid allegations. They also used the services of prostitutes. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Saturday night ended badly enough for the Czech national side, losing to Germany in their Euro 2008 qualifying match. But that didn't mean things couldn't quickly get worse. The next day, a Czech tabloid broke the story that some players, including team captain Tomáš Rosický, had ignored rules on team behavior and stayed up drinking into the early hours after the match. And that's not all. According to the report, five players, including Rosický, Martin Jiránek and Tomáš Ujfalusi, invited call girls to the hotel long after others had gone to bed. Team coach Karel Brickner.
Players have said one version of events. Others have said other versions. I don't know which version I should believe and how things really happened. But either way, their actions were inappropriate, and it's difficult to excuse their behavior. It'll probably take me a while to come to terms with it, but now I have to think of facing Cyprus in our next match.
In reaction to the story, the players admitted their conduct was inappropriate at a press conference on Monday, but they also categorically denied soliciting the services of call girls. The Czech FA, for its part, has fined the team 1 million crowns, the equivalent of around $50,000, for inappropriate conduct. A little earlier, I spoke to legendary former Czechoslovak international Antonín Panenka and asked him how he saw the incident.
There are two ways of looking at it. On the one hand, this kind of thing shouldn't happen, but on the other, the players are only just people. I don't think the incident should be blown out of proportion. A million-crown fine has been set, which is not that high. But far worse for the players is having their names mentioned in all the papers. Most are married, so they probably will have quite a bit of explaining to do at home.
Some pundits worry that all the extra media attention could have a negative impact on the team's next match with Cyprus on Wednesday, which is now a must-win game following their defeat to Germany. But Antonín Panenka, for one, is confident that players will be able to pull it off.
The match with Cyprus can be seen two ways. The players will want to improve their reputations, although there is a danger some won't be able to overcome the negative mood. But I personally think that once the players come onto the pitch, the burden will fall from their shoulders. I think they'll be able to focus 100% on the match.
The great Antonín Panenka, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.